Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is April 18th, 10 o'clock. It's 70 degrees New York time, and I am, as they say, I'm loving it, loving it. How is everybody doing this morning? I know you say, who is this stranger here? Because it's like we haven't talked in days. So now we're talking. And how are you? Anyway, folks, I have a great show for you today. We're going to talk about money in the news. And before we get to that, let me tell you a few things. You know we have free ebooks. You know I have them because I love you. And the free ebooks are Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less. And what else we have? Holiday Savings, the Cheap Cheetah Way. So if you haven't got your free ebooks, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and I will gladly send you your free ebooks. It's not too early to learn about saving for the holidays, and it's sure not too early about learning how to be frugal in 30 minutes or less. Trust me, it's very simple. Folks, come visit the Facebook page. We have a permanent home. I love to hear your thoughts on saving, making, and having fun with money. So please visit me. The Facebook page is the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. What else? And for those who are just tuning in that don't know, Cheap Cheetah Money Show is on iTunes. And if you can't make the show early in the morning because a lot of us are working or doing other things, especially on a Monday morning, then you can always archive the show. Tell your friends about it. Come on and be part of the Cheap Cheetah family because we have so much love to give and we have so much to talk about when it comes to making, saving, and having fun with money. Right, folks? Right, family? On that note, let's talk about today's subject. Money in the news. I have something for you, and it's about tax day. But before I get into that, I really want to talk about the protests and everything that everyone's having about the $15 minimum wage, which I think that's great because if you're not aware of it, we do have people working at minimum wage. What is it, $8, $9, something like that. They work at McDonald's. They work at coffee shops. They're waitresses, retail stores, things like that. And they're what you call the working poor. Yes, they do have a job. The job is not paying you enough in order for you to afford affordable housing, which you have to live in a shelter. A lot of working poor live in shelters, or a lot of working poor is, or you got four or five families to a house because that's the only way they can afford to pay the rent and eat and everything like that. So, yes, we do have the working poor, and I think the $15 minimum wage is just the beginning. But the reason I'm telling you this is a lot of states have already passed the $15 minimum wage, which is good. New York always got to be extra with this, okay? We pass it, New York City, the workers in New York City get their $15 at one period of time, the raise increase at one period of time, the people on Long Island get it at another time. Why we always got to be extra with ours? I don't understand that. I never will. New York... We're just always extra with our stuff. Anyway, I hope everyone did their taxes because I think today is the last day to file your taxes. If you live in certain states like Massachusetts and there's another state where they give you until the 19th, but most of us probably already filed it. But because today is tax day, you get some freebies. And I'm going to tell you about the freebies because you know why? We love freebies. For filing your taxes on tax day, the Hard Rock Cafe, if you sing a song, you go to Hard Rock Cafe and you sing a song, they'll give you a free burger. Not bad. A great American Cookies, which I haven't seen in New York, I'm sure we have some, is giving away one free cookie on tax day. So you can get a burger and you can get a cookie for free. Banana smoothies and frozen yogurts is giving a 16-ounce Frosty, which is not bad, on tax day. And Planet Fitness is giving free massages to members and non-members. Not bad. You get a free massage. So far, we get a smoothie, we're getting a free cookie, and we're getting a burger. What else are we getting? And the World of Beer is giving one beer on this day. Okay, so they're probably giving out little samplers. So if you like the beer, you'll come back. So it's great advertising for small businesses to give out a little something special on tax day because, you know, people are stressed and everything. So if they like your products and stuff, they'll come back when it's not tax day and when they get their little refund check and, you know, utilize your company and services. So it's pretty good. Dunkin' Donuts used to give away a little something on tax day, but they done got really super cheap with theirs. So if you know of other free tax things, freebies, for today, let me know. Email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com, and I will definitely get it out to everyone about what's free. Only problem is it's one day, which is today, so you got to be up on the ball and say, okay. Let's talk retirement. I was reading this, folks, and you know I'm a big person on retirement, and I want you to be a big person on retirement too, because if you don't have retirement money on the side, then personally, my personal opinion, you screwed. Unless you work for a company who's going to give you a fat pension check, and that means you're a CEO or one of them really high echelon corporate executives where you know that if you walk away, you're going to be okay. If you like me, you know, a little city worker or you work for above minimum wage, but, you know, your salary, it was okay, but it wasn't going to make you rich when you retire, you know, besides your pension, there's three legs to retirement: pension, Social Security, and your own, like IRAs and mutual funds and stuff. But talking about retirement, it says the number one thing that surprises people when they do retire is not what you expect. So the number one thing when you retire and you're straight, they say 30% spend more money than they thought they would. Because when you're working and stuff, you do spend money, but when you're not working, I guess you spend more money because you do more activities and you do more things. So you spend more money. And you have time to spend more money. So 30% say they spend more money in retirement. 19% say they move to a new location. They didn't expect to move, but they did, because sometimes a lot of times when you're in a high-income area like New York, Chicago, L.A., a lot of people, once you retire, you don't have that steady income like you used to, so you really are budgeting your retirement income. So because you're budgeting your retirement income, you want to move to a cheaper location. And sometimes it's not the money. Sometimes it's just you want to get out the hustle and bustle. A lot of people out here move because of the traffic where they are. Traffic is hell. Okay? Nobody wants to be stuck in traffic 2-3 hours just to go someplace or to do something. So a lot of people move out because of housing. A lot of people move out because of the hustle and bustle of big cities. They don't want anymore. They want a quieter life. A lot of people move out because it's too expensive to live in a big city anymore. So that's a lot of reasons why retirees move. It's not just retirees anymore. It's a lot of people just move because they're tired of it. They're sick and tired of the rat race. 19% said they relax more. This is what people didn't expect when they retired. 6% said they volunteered. They donated a lot of time, and they donated a lot of their resources and stuff to people who really needed it. 6% said they traveled more in retirement. They didn't expect to travel more. 3% said they furthered their education. They went back to school. So that was pretty good. Excuse me, folks. Really, excuse me. I'm a little tongue-tied. They furthered their education, and 2% said they started a business. These are things that you think about when you retire, okay? even before you retire, you think about, what am I going to do with the next half of my life? A lot of people travel, but if you notice, like I notice, traveling is all well and good, but unless you have really have a comfortable retirement, traveling is expensive. Yeah, you can find some cheap fares and you can go to some cheap places, but still, it's going to cost you. So unless you really set aside a retirement travel budget to retire, unless you set aside some money to travel, travel can be expensive. Okay. One of the biggest expenditures of retirees is health, and that's true. Your health care can be expensive. A couple both 55 years of age that retired in 2015 will end up shelling out roughly $245,000. That's up nearly 30% over the past decade on health care throughout their retirement. And this is even if they have Medicare coverage. And that means even if you're on Social Security and you get Medicare, it doesn't cover everything. So if you have dental or if you have certain needs that need to be met health-wise, sometimes it doesn't cover it. So that's why they always tell you get option A and option B plan when it comes to your medical coverage, because you need to be covered. But we all know medicine and medical care is expensive. You go in the hospital, that's $100 just to walk in the door. Let's not talk about the dentist. If you have major dental problems, you're going to spend a good $100, a couple of $1,000s. Personally, for me, I've had major dental repairs done, and I've spent a couple of $1,000s. So you better pray for good teeth and good health. And that way you can travel and enjoy spending your money, you know what I mean? 10 financial decisions that we regret. I'm not going to give you 10, but financial regrets that we have are few, but we do have some. Okay, between making an impulse purchase that we second guess later on, like sometimes we'll go out and buy a house and like, oh, I like this house and I really want to buy this house. And sometimes we buy a house and we realize, what the heck was I thinking? I can't afford this house. We, you know, have buyer's remorse the morning after, or if you go out and buy an expensive car or expensive piece of jewelry and you look and you're like, I can't afford this. Why did I buy it? Impulse shopping. Okay. We regret the decision the morning after. We regret a lot of things the morning after. It ain't just spending money, if you know what I mean. And making major financial purchases, like investing in something we have no clue what it is, buying a vacation home we have no idea how we're going to pay for, you know, things like that. So financial decisions that we regret. And we'll get to that. Oh, sorry. We will get to that in just one moment. Now, a word from my sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let access to a rising artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And if you have a product or service that you would like for me to play on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, or if you'd like to come and discuss a product or service that deals with saving, making, and having fun with money, by all means, contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and we will discuss it. Folks, I would love to have you on if you did something, even if you didn't do anything spectacularly, but I'd like to have you on. Let's talk about what you're doing with your money, how you're making it, how you're saving it, how you're having fun with it, if you started a business. by all means, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. Find out what's going on. Come on the show. Let me know. Did you write a book about money? Did you write a book about your life, the struggles, the ups, the downs? You know, come. Share your life. Share your life with family, folks, because we are family. And on that note, we're back to financial decisions that we all regret. One of them is borrowing from your 401k plan. That's a major no-no, okay? Two valid reasons you borrow from a 401k plan: to purchase a house, okay? Not a vacation home, a home that you will live in, and medical reasons, okay? You have to have some major surgery. Your major medical and everything doesn't cover it. You need extra money. You don't have it. Yes. Okay? Borrow from your 401k. Those are your only two main reasons. When you tap into your 401k for bullcrap, and I say bullcrap, I need to go on vacation. I got to pay my credit card bills. I got to buy a new car. Because I'm broke and I need a couple of dollars just because I've never had $1,000 and I want it in my hand. I got to pay my man's truck off. My man want to go to the Bahamas. Hell, I want to go to Bahamas. You know what I'm saying? You get the point? Just silly stuff that's unnecessary. When you borrow from your 401k, you're borrowing against yourself because it's a loan. Okay? Then you're taking away your advantage because the money you borrow is not making interest. You're paying the money back, okay, from your paychecks because it's coming from your paychecks. So you're paying yourself back, and if you decide to retire and you still owe that money on your 401k, they give you two options. They'll deduct it from the money that you will be getting on a monthly basis till you pay the loan back, or they'll reduce the money you're going to get from your 401k because you owe the loans. I've had a lot of people on my job that took pension loans, 401k loans. It was a bad idea, okay? Certain reasons, yeah, your house is going to foreclosure. Oh, heck yeah. But you only can decide yourself what you think a good reason is for. Certain people use their 401k to travel. Not a good reason, okay? I don't know about you, but since I used to work for the city, our pensions and stuff was not that great anyway. It's not that good. So you're borrowing from damn near next to nothing. So when you retire, you're going to get what's less than next to damn near nothing. You know what I'm saying? So borrowing from 401k is a no-no. Paying minimums on your credit card is a no-no too. Okay? You made all those bills. Try to put as much down as you can. Take them one at a time and try to just knock them off and don't use them again. Because paying minimums, the only thing you're doing is doubling the interest rate. Because you pay a little minimum, then you turn around, and then you see next time it's like almost twice what you're supposed to pay because the interest rate then doubled. Sometimes, because you have so many bills and you're paying minimum, you end up paying more interest than you do on principal. So try not to make them, but if you have them, try to knock them out and not use them. You know, I believe in going a cash society, all cash. If you don't have it, you don't buy it, okay, because you don't have the money. Not saving for retirement, okay? A lot of people wait till they're in their 50s to start saving for their retirement. Why? If you're working, and especially if your job doesn't have a pension, why would you wait so late? All right, the excuses, I have house mortgages, I have to raise kids, I need transportation money. I simply can't afford it because my check doesn't cover it. I understand. I get it. Trust me, I get it. You know, there life. You have life expenses. We all have life expenses. Like I said, I get it. $5 is going to kill you. You can't look at your budget and say, okay, what is it that I don't need or I can substitute to put a couple of dollars away? No, all my paycheck is taken. Really? If you really look, I think we can find at least $10. Well, even if I find $10, you're saying, what is that going to help? $10 built over the course of a couple of years does add up. Heck, $5 over the course of years adds up. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. Once a month, I put $5 into my savings account. okay? I've been doing this for 5 years, 6 years now, and it adds up to a pretty penny. And that $5 I don't miss. I live to work around it. You know, come on. And if you really think about it, and I'll tell you, like I used to tell my old coworker, with the 401ks we had, because even though we did have a pension, the city wanted us to get into 401ks and IRAs and 457s and all that. I did show her that the minimum was 3% from our check, even though we wasn't getting a whole hell of a lot of money. That 3% from her check only came out to $30 every 2 weeks. Okay, $60 a month. I showed her, I'm forced her to do it, and I showed her it's only $30 a week. Once she, the ball start rolling and they start taking the $60 a week out, $60, I'm sorry, a month, she didn't miss it. Because when we got raises, we raised it up a little bit, but she never missed that $60 a month. That's what I'm saying. She worked around it. She did without. She made do with what she had in order not to, you know, use the $60 because it came out automatically from our check, so we didn't see it. After a couple of years, she came back and she said, you know what? That $60 added up. You know, I got a nice little penny now, see? And that's what I'm just saying. It's just, you can do it. $5, that's all I'm asking you. $5 a month. You know, $20 a month, something. Because it's nothing, you know, you can't depend on Social Security. And if you got a little pension from your, if you get a pension from your job, God bless you. But if your company goes out, there's no pension, what you going to do? You know, so I'm just, that was my little rant for the day. Things that we regret. Buying a timeshare. Jesus. Did you buy a timeshare? Remember when timeshares were popular? Everybody named Mama was buying a timeshare. I'm not going to lie. I went to a few of those timeshare presentations. I just went for the freebies, okay? And that's what, if you go, that's what you need to go, just for the freebies. What they're giving you is, and is it worthwhile, is it worth your time to sit 2 hours to listen to somebody beg you for your money to buy a hotel room? Because that's all it is. It's a hotel room, okay? You can get timeshares now 10 cents on the dollar. Back in the day, people were buying them. A lot of people didn't use them. People didn't realize the hidden costs behind the timeshare. They didn't realize that you got to put a big chunk of money down, okay? Then you have maintenance fees, which average about $660 a year. And you, for 2 weeks, this is a two-week trip. It's not like, oh, I'm buying this timeshare and I can go anytime I want. And they try to tell you, well, you have a deed. Well, a deed to what? If I have a deed to a place, I can go in and out that place anytime I want. I don't have to call somebody and say, by the way, can I get these 2 weeks at XYZ? Or can I do this? No. If I own it, I can do any daggone thing I please. It's probably me and the bank's property until I pay that mortgage off. You know what I'm saying? So what good is 2 weeks if you're spending all this money? You can do a two-week vacation anywhere you want cheaper. And you don't have to pay the maintenance. You go there for 2 weeks, you relax, you enjoy it, you keep it moving. Keep your big bucks in your pocket, and whatever you spend, you spend. Timeshare, they're giving them away. They are begging for people to come do them timeshares. People got hip to what those timeshares was all about, and now they're trying to sell them. Like I said, you can get timeshare pennies on the dollar. You can go look in the newspaper, go to your real estate sections, go on Craigslist, and you can see people selling their timeshares because they realize, oh, by the way, it's a ripoff. Things that we do that we definitely regret, scams. How many people have been scammed out here? I'm like, in 2015, Americans lost $765 million to con artists, scammers. You know, the Prince of Africa noticed you, and he wants to give you a donation of $100 million. You know them African schemes. You know those. Here's a check for $50 for mystery shopping, and you know, even though it's too much, I want you to cash it and turn around and send me the rest of it. We know we're going to talk about scams, schemes and scammers coming up soon, because there's really some more scams out there that you need to be aware of, and I want to keep you updated. And we're very frugal and we're very thrifty, and I hope it's hard for us to part with a dollar. So it's hard for scammers to get us. Because we're too smart for that, right, family? We are way too smart. If anything, we try to get the scammers and say, you know what, you need to send me a couple of dollars. So we're too smart for that. But we're going to talk about scams and stuff next week. And you know them, the get-rich-quick schemes, invest in gold bullions and some ostriches, you know, all that. And if you don't know about scams, there's two programs you need to watch, American Greed, and there's another one by American Greed, too. But watch American Greed. That's all about scammers. I saw a good one the other day, not with American Greed, but I saw a good one about Bernie Madoff. You know, he robbed all the people that money because everybody thought they were so all up there and they was all that. And then the person they trusted, he ripped them off. And that kills me. People attitudes, okay? People with money, and I'm talking big money, they feel that they're in a class by themselves and they feel they're above everybody, but then they're just like everybody else. They're no better than anybody else. Yes, they have a couple of dollars and they can do a whole bunch of different things, but they're no better than you and me. They get ripped off just like the rest of us if they're not careful. Because, again, I go to the Madoff thing. You know, everybody thought they was all that, and he made everybody feel all important and stuff. And you know, and I feel sorry for the victims. I'm not saying that they shouldn't rip Bernie Madoff a new one. I feel sorry for him. But sometimes it's like when somebody rips you off, you trust the person to do what they say they're going to do, and then they didn't do it. But my thing is, it takes two to tango. They didn't put a gun to your head to make you give them their money. You trusted them, but did you do your homework? Did you say, wait a minute, let me look into what you're saying is a good investment? Did you really go the extra mile, or did you say, because I trust you so much, I trust that you're not just going to rip me off and I'm just going to give you this money? It's a two-way street, okay? It really is. You got to do your homework. You can't just blindly trust people when it comes to your money because it's your money. And maybe you got it like that. Maybe you can get it back. A lot of us, once that money's gone, can't get it back. And a lot of us, we depend on that money to live. So you're looking at maybe a 70-year-old person who blindly trusted somebody and they took all their money. Now that 70-year-old person, in order to continue living, has to go get a job. Can you see yourself at 70 years old going to get a job? Hello, welcome to McDonald's. You want fries with that? Hello, what kind of coffee you want? Welcome to Starbucks. Hello, welcome to Walmart. Have a nice day. Ooh, 70 years old? You want to deal with? Do you really think at 70 you want to deal with that bullcrap? Maybe you do, and if you do, God bless you. But at 70, I think you need to be enjoying your life, sitting back, doing the things you love without having to worry about money. And you would have this if you weren't so blindly trusting of other people and not doing your homework when it comes to giving your money away. That's the same as when you go buy something, too. When you go buy a big TV, when you go buy a house, when you go buy furniture, you have to investigate. You can't blindly give people your money and say, okay, because XYZ is a good furniture store, I'm just going to give them my money. Because sometimes if you don't really investigate and find out how good the furniture is and get the reviews and everything, when you blindly give them your money and you go and say you're going to buy furniture, you give them your money, here's your money, then the furniture break down in 3 weeks, what you going to do? Call them back? Oh, could you come get this furniture? A lot of stores, not saying all, a lot of stores just, they don't agree. They don't come get their stuff. They're like, it's your problem now. I'm not giving you your money back. And if you don't believe me, watch people court. Watch the court program and see how people take advantage of other people when it comes to furniture, when it comes to purchases. that's a good learning material too. See how people take advantage. On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. I miss you. And I will see you next time on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. And as I always tell you folks, save that money. Until next time.